10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Injection time.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, here comes the. Here comes the. Here comes the.
Y'all don't really want it like.
Y'all, hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Derek Jackson. Hey, can y'all hear me out there? Because I think I got some issues going on here. So, hey, now, can you hear me? Okay, all right. Okay, so we good then. All right, y'all, hey, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Derek Jackson, and today is Monday, January 14th. Hey, we halfway through the first month of the new year. Ooh, Lord. It don't seem like it, just like everything just done fell in the way it was normally, right? I know, right? Hey, all facts. Hey! Glad to see y'all here, you guys here today. And, of course, I want to say thank you to my chat room coordinator, Miss A. Nav. Hey, she got things under control down there, so I don't have to worry about that. Of course, we got the council going on as well, you know, as soon as they start filing in. So we got another good show to plan for you today, and I want to say, first of all, congratulations to who all won, y'all, the 49ers, the Ravens, the Falcons, yeah, and even the Patriots. Okay, I'll be nice, even the Patriots, good on great wins this weekend in the NFL playoffs. So. Hey, it's getting down to the nitty gritty. Now, as far as I'm concerned, hey, I think, man, it's going to kill me to say this. Out of the ones that's left, see, Tom Brady and the crew, you know, they doing all right. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say Ray Lewis going back to the Super Bowl, y'all. I just think that they got it in them. It's going to be Ray Lewis and, let's see. How about the San Francisco 49ers? All right. Those are my predictions for the Super Bowl. San Francisco and Baltimore. Heck, I only got one game right this week anyway, so I may as well go out on a limb, right? I know. All right, y'all. How was y'all weekend out there? I hope it was a good weekend. My weekend was good, nice and easy. No cold, so I stayed in most of the time, but it was pretty good. Okay. Check this out. You know, today is Open Mic Monday, so whatever goes, goes. And I got something I want to start off with, and we can go from there. It doesn't matter. Once again, you're listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Derek Jackson. And if today is Open Mic Monday. Now, if you want to go ahead and get in, join the conversation with me today, that's no problem. Hit me up, 347-838-8622. Join us in the chat room. You know, just www.blogtalkradio.com. /Eric Jackson 62 or you know, join us in the chat room. We can chat there too. All facts say those his picks too. All right, and then we also have oh my goodness, hold on, let me get on. I'm trying to arrange something here on the computer. Okay, yeah. Now we have also, you know, you can join me in the on my Facebook page at Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Hey, drop by, man. I have some interesting articles on there as well. Some of them make you laugh, and some of them just going to make you just shake your head. But drop by my Facebook page. Leave me a comment or two. You got any ideas about the kind of show you want to hear on Let's Talk? Hey, leave me a note there, too. I'm always there checking. So, hey, y'all go by there and check it out. That's Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Driven4FRLife62. And I think I have basically got all that out of the way. All right, me too. I see you out there, man. Welcome. All right, check this out. Now, before I get into my daily rant, let me go on and put my going to put my disclaimer out there. Here we go. All right, y'all. This week we're gonna have some very, very interesting, but yet maybe controversial shows. Okay, so. Which basically comes down to some very touchy subjects. So before we even get started, all right, I'm just going to put it out there. Before we even get started, this is what I want. I'm going to officially apologize now to anyone that may feel offended about what may be said on the show. All right, I'm putting it out there now. But be aware, we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about, okay? So if you are that sensitive, maybe you may not want to listen to the show on that particular day. All right, because I understand, you know, everybody feels certain ways about certain things. But this is just, it is what it is, and we're going to make it work like that. That's all I can tell you. Okay, so, but, you know, being the person that I am, you know, I do want to, you know, put it out there that, you know, I do apologize if you do become offended, but yet this is what this show is about. No telling the truth, okay? All right. So, see, look, the chat room gone with that one already. Don't get mad about the facts. So we are all adults, so this is a big boy and big girl talk. That's right. If you can't take the hit, get out the kitchen. That's right. Now, don't even stand by the door in the kitchen then. Go outside and play. Oh my goodness. All right. That's what I'm talking about. See, this is where you start off on Monday. You just get it hot and popping early. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, let's see. Let's start off with something that's crazy. If you can't eat at the adult table, then get out. That's right. All right, we got let's see, there was a statement by some evangelist. Who was actually on trial for inciting human rights abuses against the LGBT community in Uganda. Okay, anyway, basically what the man is saying, Noah's flood was caused by wedding songs for homosexuals. Noah's flood was caused by wedding songs for homosexuals. That would Mr. Scott Lively, Kill the Gays bill supporter, said. Now, like I said, we're going to get into some stuff, so y'all better be ready for it, okay? Yes. You know, he's currently on trial for inciting human rights abuses against the LGBT community in Uganda. And, you know, he's known for his combative rhetoric. Let's see. One day after the Kill the Gays bill supporter appeared in Massachusetts federal court, the conservative Christian gave an interview with the American Family Association, in which he claimed Noah's biblical flood was punishment from God for the writing of songs to homosexual marriage. Okay, now that's what the man said. You know what? That's all I can say right there. Because that's crazy as hell. You know, I told you I had to start something off with a little fun first. Now, the floods was called because everybody started writing wedding songs for homosexual marriages. Y'all really believe that out there? How many y'all really believe that out there? I don't know. That just sounds a little bit far-fetched for me. I mean, it is what it is, but it does. It sounds a little far-fetched. But, hey, everybody's entitled. I mean, this is an evangelist, right? Amazing you haven't heard about that one. I don't blame you. I wouldn't say anything about that one either. I just thought it was quite funny. I really did. You know, because it's just crazy the things people say out their mouth. And they really mean it. That's the scary part about it. You know, they really, really do mean it. And it just makes you crazy. But anyway, that's the, you know, that was a Mickey giggle. I said, yeah, I do what the FUCC. you know, so, hey, it is what it is. But that was a good segue into my next rant that I'm sure was going to get a lot started because it really got me started, okay? And what I want to talk about right now is free speech. You know, our country is part of this free speech thing. You know what I mean? So let's talk about this. The First Amendment of the Constitution. That what you hear everybody yelling about, right? No, right now it's the Second Amendment, but right now we're going to talk about the first, you know. And the reason why I bring this up, because, you know, we as Americans, sometimes we like to use this thing called freedom of speech argument. That's what I call it anyway, you know. And a lot of times we use it when it serves our own personal agenda. And not just as individuals, but as groups as well. You know, certain groups will use it when it better benefits them. But when it's not benefiting them, you don't hear anything about it. They want to squash it. No, then there's no such thing as First Amendment. You know, there's no such thing as freedom of speech. That's right. And it is my understanding, man, I'm just going to put it out there, you know, that the meaning of free speech is that there are certain values should be considered when you're speaking of free speech. You're not just talking about, you know, what I want to say is the only thing I want to hear. Although that's a lot of what a lot of people do. You know, that's all they want to do is, well, this is what I got to say in this. That's my free speech. But when somebody else says something, there's an issue with it. Now you're not supposed to say that. Because what you're saying no longer pertains to the First Amendment and free speech. That's right. I'm just doing it now. I'm going. And I really believe our society has a very, very serious issue when it comes to tolerating others, not only speaking the truth, but just speaking their mind. It's you can speak your mind. A lot of individuals out there speak their mind on a daily basis. They don't say much or nothing, but they speak their mind. But then there's others that actually speak their mind and tell the truth. Huh? They tell the truth. But yet, those are the ones that get splattered real fast. They jump on them like there's really, really, really a problem with these individuals or groups. And I'm on this rant for a reason, y'all. Just bear with me for a moment. We'll get to it. Then I'm going to let y'all go at it. And y'all come at me with it, or however you want to do it. Now, and when I speak of the values that should be considered, one of the values that I think should be considered is promoting tolerance. You know what I mean? Promoting tolerance, being tolerant of what others have to say. That's right. And hopefully with that tolerance comes the discovery of truth. You know, you learn something, need to shut your fat mouth up long enough to listen to somebody. You know, the other day on the show, we had this young lady on, and she was screaming and yelling and hollering, and no one really understood what she was talking about. Now, that's not to say that she may not have had some very astute points, or that she had a legitimate argument. However, when you screaming and yelling and just trying to deny the other person's point of view or speech, free speech, ability to say what they need to say, then you're not being heard either at all. So where is the tolerance? And then with that being said, then there is no discovery of truth because you're keeping the truth from being discovered. And that is a big problem with what our society today has. You know, it's one of those things. Remember the old saying, if the shoe fit, wear it? Well, a lot of times that shoe be slapping them upside the head. You know, yeah. You know, it's slapping them all upside the head. But because they don't have that tolerance or don't want to allow the tolerance and possibly discover some truth in what they're talking about, they have no idea. They're missing points in learning. They're missing learning points. Okay. All right, y'all. I'm still going. I know y'all trying to figure out what the hell he talking about. I'm going. Now, you know, today I'm on my rant today because I'm in disbelief how hypocritical, how very hypocritical, you know, we can be, especially certain groups that have politicked and marched and raised hell and did this and did that to have the same freedom of speech themselves. The same freedom of speech that they fought for, that they said they deserved, that they needed, they wanted, that they had, you know, they fell up within the Constitution that they should have their free speech to do what they want and say what they want. But yet, all of a sudden there's an outcry over a sermon that was preached in 1990. This is 2013, people. 2013. We talking about 1990. Because a certain reverend had a sermon. Here we go. The sermon that was entitled "In Search of a Standard Christian Response to Homosexuality." That's right. Hey, like I say, if y'all upset. I see y'all there 5'10". I'll get to you in a minute. I got to get my rant out of the way first. Okay. Now, and this is what I want to say. You know, this is a pastor that was supposed to do the benediction for President Obama's inauguration. Okay. However, because there was such a big stuff thing getting ready to get started over this one sermon, that instead of ruining the day for the Obamas, he decided to step out, to put it plain and simple in normal English, okay? That's what happened. However, this upset me. So the only thing he was going to do was say the benediction, you know, do the end of it, and that was it. But because he did a sermon in 1990 against homosexuality, there's an issue all of a sudden. But if I'm not mistaken, this is the same group of people that danced and yelled and screamed and wanted to holler and yell because they weren't getting their right for free speech. Damn how time has turned. Huh? Do you understand? I may be the only one who may have an issue with this, but I'm just saying something is wrong with that. That's just crazy as hell. It is. Not only, I mean, let's be real. He's a minister, and part of the Bible does say certain things about homosexuality. But this is an excerpt from the sermon. We must lovingly but firmly respond to the aggressive agenda of not all, but of many in the homosexual community. Underneath this issue is a very powerful and aggressive moment. That moment is not a benevolent moment. It is a movement to seize, by any means necessary, the feeling and the mood of the day, to the point where homosexual lifestyle becomes accepted as a norm in our society and is given full standing as any other lifestyle as it relates to family. Now, that's just an excerpt out of the sermon. It's just an excerpt. Now, let's take context also. This church is where? Atlanta. Now, anyone who's been to Atlanta or known anyone who's lived in Atlanta knows that homosexuality is running rampant in that city. It's not something that is hidden. It's not something that no one knows about. So what in the hell are you arguing about? Yes, you rather take this man freedom of speech away. And he wasn't even talking about that. The only thing he wanted to do was what? A benediction. He was asked to do the benediction at an inauguration by the president of the dang on United States. Okay. Do y'all understand what I'm trying to say? It's amazing how, when, you know, lately it's been the Second Amendment. Right now, we're talking about the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Now, where's my freedom of speech? We deserve to have freedom of speech. We deserve to do this. But when there's somebody else, and this wasn't even research. This is 1990, y'all. 19 and 90. This is 2013. Why in the hell is this being held against this man? For something that is not just not his thoughts alone. This is in the Bible. Now, for those who don't know how, you know, write it down. Bible, and you'll figure out what that word is, okay? But, you know, it just amazes me how hypocritical we can be as humans. You know, one day we fight for something using the same freaking excuse or argument, but time when it come times for someone else to use that same thing, we against it. Then it's wrong, y'all. It's just wrong. I'm getting off my soapbox now. That's all I had to say. Now, we can continue talking about this if y'all wish. If not, hey, give me a call, 347-838-8622, and talk to me. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. I'm game, man. Let's do this thing today. It's Monday. I'm feeling good, and it's time to get it on. That's right. It's time to get it on. 50, I'm sorry. I guess I missed you. Call me back. We still can talk. But, yes, that was my major, because once I read that, I was like, okay, I understand. But once I continued to read it, the more upset I became. I really did, because it didn't make no damn sense. It wasn't like the man was lying anyway. But it's 1990. It's 2013. All right, hold on. I see I got a call on the line. Woo-hoo.
What's up, Mr. Talk? This is Michael.
How you doing?
What's up, man? Unfortunately, we broke off Friday.
Oh, okay. It's all right.
Yeah, I heard you guys. Yeah, I hear y'all guys talk about me, call me a woman, delusional. But that's good. But we can finish that conversation probably in the near future sometime. But on the top of the day, Mike, I'm sorry to tell you. See, when you make statements against nature, you're going to hypocrite yourself. I'm looking at actuality, Mr. Talk. I'm looking at actuality. The statement that he said, in quoting from the Bible, listen, homosexuality is nature. Bottom line. If I read a story, Mr. Talk, And a man tells me when a man who's raised by a Christian father and a Christian mother, right, raised in a structural family, he's not a bastard coming into this world, right? He tells me, he said, I'm reading this story now. He said he gets aroused. He got aroused. He knew he was gay when he got aroused off of his second grade classmate that was sitting in front of him. Now, how am me, that's not him, going to tell that man was not born like that? He's born in the structure that you want him to be. Father go to church, they preachers and stuff. You know this father's not nice, but how can me, as Michael, look that man and tell him he wasn't born that way? Look that man and say you get an erection off of another man that's not come from you. I know I'm not gay because I don't get an erection. I'm not born that way. So I have to say, ministers like him, when you speak things against nature, you will always contradict yourself. And you will always be in chaos and confusion. That's a fact, Mr. Talk. That's not an opinion I just said. Yes?
I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
No. I understand what you're saying, but I'm just sitting here and listening to talk, and I understand where you're coming from. It's nice how they should get over it, but I'm saying it. Me, I'm looking at everybody. I'm saying everybody crazy because I'm looking at both of them contradicting each other, both parties, and they're in total chaos. See, when you, for instance, polygamy is nature, Mr. Michael. That's a fact. That's not an opinion. Polygamy is nature. If you don't believe me, look around you. What man? There's very few men that I know that's been in one woman in their life. Okay? So that's why when we was talking about yesterday, and I want to clarify something, too, about my children. When we talked about giving advice to the children, we were talking about giving advice to children about marriage. Now, I'm going to talk to you about a man, Mr. Michael. If my son comes to me and says, Daddy, will my life be better off if I get married to a woman or if I don't get married to a woman? Mr. Michael, I can't look at my son and tell him that's a promise that's going to be sad. I can't. Look at actuality. Look at me. I got married and it wasn't all perfect. Look at other people in the world when they get married. Marriage doesn't promise that you're going to have a happy life. I can't say that. So hold up. So when we're talking about giving a child an advice, there's something that's something he's going to have to make upon. But look, we talk about the family structure, how bastard children shouldn't be this, and we should have a Mr. Mike, if every man marries a woman like that standard that Mr. Solution gave, how the family should be structured, we wouldn't have a bastard child. If every man marries a woman and didn't cheat and do nothing, there'd be billions of women with no man, Mr. Mike. Polygamy is nature, by mathematics. I haven't been with one woman in my life. And someone who says they've only been one woman in my life, I'll shake their hand. But guess what? I bet you they thought about pounding one. Come on, I'm speaking real talk. I'm speaking actuality. So that's what I'm talking about, the psychological impact that certain things have. We don't deal with reality, Mr. Talk. We always go on what someone believes, and guess what? Now you're talking, he's contradicting himself. Because if he's saying he's standing on a podium, if the president said, I defend gays, and he's saying, and gay people gave that man so much money, gay people have power. They got a lot of money. They got good jobs. They gave Obama a lot of money. That's why Obama said what he said. Obama contradicted himself. When Obama talked about gays when he first said something, he says about with Hebrew and religion in it. There's no way that you can read Genesis from Revelations, and you're an attorney, and you are interpreting the law. You can interpret the Bible, and it says that Bible says a man, and a woman should be married. Now, I'm not a religious person, but I know if I read the Bible ain't going to say that. So he's contradicting himself, and he only did it for political reasons. There's no way that he could have did it for religious leaders, Brother Mike. So all of that stuff, you always going to find a contradiction in Mr. Knight because we don't deal in reality.
All right. Because we don't deal in reality, that makes it okay. I have Joe on the line also, y'all, part of the count. Say hello, Joe.
Hey, you numbskulls out there. Here I am.
All right. Anyway, back to you, Michael. But regardless, he just asked the man to do the benediction. He didn't ask him to get up there and say anything special, to say anything, to give a speech or anything. Just say, you know, give a benediction. That's it. Say a prayer, send everybody home happy. So what is the big issue?
Well, the big issue is because he's a public figure. Well, first of all, he's a public figure, which is a minister, made a public statement. A homosexual is sensitive. Well, I'm sorry, he offended the sensitive people. Ha! And the thing, I'm sorry. I ain't trying to joke. I mean, but he offended very sensitive people by what he said, and it's public though. So you're challenging. Listen. He thinks gays are the enemy. of the world. He does. He has to. His philosophy has to. But how can you?
That's what the Bible
says. But listen, he can't love them, Michael. If you look at somebody, Michael, and you address them as your enemy, that's not speaking love. You can't. That's psychologically. Psychologically, you cannot love your enemy by addressing someone as your enemy. You can't. How can you, Michael? I'm asking you. How can you look and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you Michael. Mr. Talk, me and you walking down the street, you say, Michael, that's my enemy. And I say, well, what that made you do that? You looked at that person, you didn't look at that person with love. You have to have evil in you to even address somebody as your enemy. You can't address nobody as your enemy and you say you love them. I know I don't. I don't have no enemies because I really don't have no enemies. Because I don't address nobody as my enemy. I don't address nobody as my enemy. So I told you again, Mr. Talk, it's a contradiction. You can't go against nature. It's a flaw in everything he's saying. That's a fact. Prove what I'm saying wrong. And I will submit myself. Prove what I'm saying is wrong. Homosexuality and polygamy has been going since the beginning of time, but you say it's against the law. And you call people bastard children. Because they're not structured right. But nature says that a man is going to be more than one woman in his life. That's a fact.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I would say a man's going to have more than one woman in his life. Okay, but that's natural.
Mr.
Talk,
you just
blew
my
point, Mr. Talk. No, see, for some reason, we're debating. All of a sudden, we started debating about... whether homosexuality is right. That is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the fact that these same homosexual people, I'm not going to be the people fighting for homosexuality, they use the same argument of free speech. You know, we deserve to say, we're supposed to say what we're supposed to say, and that's it. But yet, when this man, over a sermon from 1990, only thing he was supposed to do is get up there and say the benediction at inauguration, but yet there's a problem to the point where he feels that it is necessary to just back down to keep controversy from starting. That's my point.
What if they found a tape calling people niggers in 1990?
Well, I mean, there's plenty of tapes out there.
What I'm saying is him. What if they found the tape of him saying, like they found the tape of Romney saying 47%? That lost the whole damn election on him. That's how powerful when you get and you say when you're a minister, you are dealing with the community. When you say certain things, Mr. Talk, you know. Listen, they know words control people, Mr. Talk. That's bottom, and we were talking about words the last show. The problem with our society, we let words control us too much, Mr. Talk. And when he says words, he knows that he has a mental control and psychological control over people. By the words that comes out of his mouth, he don't even have to do anything. That's how psychological people are driven to do certain things, just by a word, hypnotized. So when he's a speaker, Mr. Michael, if he would have came out and says, I burn all black people in 1990, you say, no, he couldn't be in there because of what he said. And I'm just saying another entity, sensitive people, gay people, right, sensitive people, they're coming and they're saying, you know what, I'm protesting. They gave gays gave a lot of people Hollywood and stuff like that too. I'm just saying... It's a reason because he's affirming who he is when he speaks. That's
Eric,
all I'm saying.
What's
so, I mean
what's the time?
I'm listening now. I'll be quiet.
Eric.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
What's the topic?
Well, I'll just, okay, you know today is open mic Monday, but
yeah.
What I was talking about is the minister that backed out of the inauguration benediction because of a speech he gave in 1990 against homosexuality.
I didn't hear about that. So.
Oh, okay.
So.
And basically, what I'm saying is, the same people that the same individuals that use that same argument to get the so-called equality that they enjoy today, is using it to keep someone else from, keep someone else from actually just doing one simple thing as in doing a benediction. It ain't like he's giving a speech or anything. So, and Michael is saying that, that's just part of human nature. I'm saying it's just a shame how hypocritical we are, especially when it comes to things as such as our First Amendment right, as a lot of people like to yell and scream about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we at.
So this minister was forced not to give the benediction?
Well, he really wasn't forced. He decided to step down himself to keep, from the controversy getting really hyped up and started.
Uh-huh.
Keep from being a distraction for the inauguration.
All right. And what did he do back in 1990?
He gave a sermon that basically said, homosexuality is not a good thing, and we should fight against the movement of homosexuality.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So it seems to me like, to save Obama from getting a lot of flack, I guess he just bowed out. So, okay, that's what people do in order to save the political careers of other people. So the controversy were because he's bowing out, because he's anti-homosexual, or what's the controversy?
Well, the controversy is, number one, the speech that they tried to get all hyped up about was given in 1990, Joe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is 2013, so you're talking over 20 years ago. Why are we even bringing this kind of mess up? That was his use of his freedom of speech.
Right. Yeah. And he's gonna. He's going to be against homosexuality anyway, because he's still a minister, right?
Right. I'm saying, it's not like he's advocating anyway. And the other thing is, his church is in a city, Atlanta, where that is just rampant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Besides D.C., that's one of the largest homosexual communities there is.
Okay. And since he stepped down, are you saying that it's hypocritical of the homosexual community to be that sensitive, and as a result,
right?
And they're probably applying pressure or applied pressure on this guy in order for him to not be the guy that's, what was he supposed to do? Just a benediction or what?
Just a benediction.
Okay.
That's it. The closing. The closing little prayer statement, and that's it.
Well, it's like any other people who are, who are offended over some sort of philosophy. And they don't want somebody who still retains that philosophy to, I guess, be a participant in any type of ceremony. So I guess that's the way they feel. To me, I don't even care. He steps down, he doesn't step down.
But you know what, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Joe? And that should be what it should have been the whole time. I really do not care. Like I said before, he wasn't going to give a speech. He wasn't running from office. He was just going to give a little benediction.
But he's a public speaker, though.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
But, Mr. Todd, don't you think he's still a public official? I mean, I wouldn't say a public official, but he's still part of the community, though. Right, but see, he's saying things that a politician wouldn't. A politician wouldn't say nothing that he said. Look what them politicians said about rape that was real religious.
Okay.
Thinking and all them type of them. That's real traditional, real type of, real traditional type of things. They didn't win.
Well, see, you're getting into separation of church and state, which we're not even going to go into that route.
No, yet. I'm not getting into that. I'm still on the subject, Mr. Talk.
I know, but what I'm saying is, this is what I'm saying. this man is a minister, okay? And as per, thus says the Lord in the Bible, homosexuality is a sin. It's just the bottom line. Now,
but that's your opinion, Mr. Tuck. See, when you just made that statement.
That's actually in the Bible. Hold on.
Mr. Tuck, okay. I'm not going to debate with you about that, but I'm listening to you live in the world with other people, and the people that you're saying that's a sin and you're condemning and you're saying that they're nasty, they're saying that I'm born that way. That's all I'm saying. And I'm saying is, if somebody tell me that they born a certain way, if a little boy 7 years old telling me, I'm reading this story saying he got an erection off of another little boy when he was a kid and he knew he was gay, I'm not going to tell that boy that he's in sin, me personally, because that's not factual information. That's my belief. That comes from our thought. That's why you have a confusion. That's why he had to step down, because he will be contradicting himself if he's giving a prayer to everybody in the world when he's saying he hates gays. He can't be. And Obama standing for gay rights and gay marriage. You don't know the pat toll for that.
Now, you know what?
He's controversial.
Okay. All right, I understand what you're saying, but I'm finna hit you with an uppercut right about now. The job of any minister that's standing in a pulpit is to bring souls to the Lord. Okay. Now I'm gonna tell you straight up. So. Even if he is gay or whatever, and he may have a problem with it, that's not saying he's still not trying to bring them in. What he was saying was, as Christians, we should do something to stop it because we know it's wrong.
But he sir, say, he's looking
now,
at
he
a gay person as
there
his enemy.
And knock him in the head, kill him or whatever. He just said it was wrong. As
but
thus
sir,
says the Bible.
But sir, but you're listen, sir.
You should pray for them and hope that they change, because, you know, it's hard to change, but it is possible to change with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is something else he said in that sermon, because I did go and read some of the sermon. So, no, don't stand up and tell me that he's contradicting himself. The man is doing as a minister should do. He has to put it out there, but he's given an option to correct the issue. That's like I like to say a lot of times. You know, everybody complain, but unless you have a solution, why are you complaining? And that's what this guy did. But nobody wants to get on, nobody wants to talk about that. The only thing they want to talk about is he gave a sermon about 1999 condemning homosexuality.
Sir, he will never have a solution, sir. This has been going on for the beginning of time, sir. It's nature. See, you're trying to look at nature and trying to change it and say, I don't like it because I think it's a sin because if a God comes out of thought, sir, everything that you just said, he's quoted, keep on quoting them. I will guarantee you it comes from thought. It's not fact. He's looking at somebody that knows himself, how they were born. He's looking at them and they're saying, I was born this way. He's looking at that person in his face and saying, no, you were. You got the devil in you. God is this, God is that. How are you going to look at somebody and tell them about themselves? You can't do that. That's psychologically crazy for me. He is contradicting himself because he's going against nature. And listen, he's contradicting himself when he says gays is the enemy of the world. I know he does. It's a fact. I know it's philosophy. And he contradicts himself when he says he loves them. You can't. You cannot look at nobody as your enemy and you have love for them. I challenge anybody on that. How can you? Psychologically, you can't do it. You can't. I know love is not that way. How does love look? When I love somebody, I do not call him my enemy. I can't do it. That's a contradiction. What do you mean? Everything he says is a belief, and it always contradicts nature. I will put a hole in everything. I will keep repeating what he said, and I will show you a contradiction, everything he says, because it goes against nature. He's just going on theory and belief. His creation of the world is on someone else's mind. The Jewish, that's the only his creation of the world is from the Jews. Theory. That can't be proven. I'll find that it's a hole in that. But until we as people, you want me to give you a solution? For us to look at nature and let people, no one is saying, listen, if you want to be a man and stay home with a woman and this and that, if that's not your lifestyle, do it. But some people are just not, everybody's not going to be the same. I'm telling you, if every, and this is what I'm saying, he probably believes,
and I'm going to give this as an example of the gays. He probably believes, just like somebody else, you can't have bastard children. One man, one woman, that's how it's supposed to be. Bottom line, if we have that, billions of women will be no man. So if he says, I'm going to tell you how he contradicts himself. If he says polygamy is not nature, it's the devil, I'm going to say, okay, look at nature around you. Look at yourself, minister. Do you have you ever laid down with one woman in his life? It's impossible. I look at nature. That's factual, actuality. Nobody can. That structure goes against nature. That's what we was talking about. You can't call nobody a bastard, illegitimate, ill. That's saying they're illegal to be on this earth. Illegitimate. Come on. That's from another person's thought. And you keep on saying that's what the Bible, that's from thought. That's somebody else. And somebody's telling you, I'm this way, y'all. And you tell me that it's not. I think that is psychological crazy. Now, if you want to go back to that psychological book, I guarantee you, antisocial, we can go to that D-W thing. I guarantee you the stuff that people be saying, they have a psychological impact on people, sir. I don't care if nobody going to do that. And now, I'm going to ask you, just like your other caller said, if any other group, if he would have said something about the blacks, he wouldn't have been in an inauguration. Same thing. So you can't contradict yourself.
Okay,
hold on, Michael.
Hold on, Michael. Let me bring my other callers in, all right? All right, I'm bringing Stan, Mr. Solution, and May 2 on the line. Gentlemen, how are you doing today? How was your weekend?
All right, good.
All right, good.
Good. All right. Well, your lines are open, so I know somebody got something in response.
Well, can I say something quickly to Mike's point?
Go ahead.
Yeah, two things. One, I think there's two issues being mixed up here. The pastor or the preacher, whoever he is, has a right to be anti-gay, anti-homosexual, aside from being a minister. He can have that. He can carry that ideology if he wants to. So that's two separate things. Now, we're not getting into whether he's right or wrong is another issue. But I think he has a right to be anti-gay. And the other thing is, from a political move, it made good sense that Obama or whoever his political team would say, hey, man, just get somebody else because a lot of people that voted for us was gay. And so we don't want to offend them. That's just a good political move. So that's not rocket science. It is what it is.
Agree. Okay.
Now, my second point, right quick. What the only Mike keeps saying that homosexuality is natural, and I want him to give me the science behind that because hold on.
Okay.
Unless we have two different definitions of nature.
No.
Natural,
okay.
You're talking about nature. Now, one second, brother. One second. All right. So now, from what my understanding of nature is, you're talking about the unseen processes that bring about the expressions of the creative process. Trees, the processes behind all of that. Now, if that is the correct or partially the correct definition of nature, then I don't see how he's calling the act of homosexuality being natural. Okay, now you can go ahead, brother.
What are you talking about? Well, first of all, some people who...
Well, what part did you understand?
No. First of all, I'm going to tell you it's nature. I'm going to prove you wrong. You asked me how I couldn't see it's nature. Well, first of all, I'm going to take somebody's word for it, sir. Like I said, if I read a story and he tells me a man, he tells me when he was 7 years old. Why am I going to say he's lying, sir? He's seven years old.
That's two separate things. Yeah, I heard you when you said a man said he saw a little boy or something and got an erection. And you're saying that makes him a homosexual, and that's natural. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, because you know why? Because guess what? When I seen a little girl, guess what? I got an erection, and it's natural for me. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
that's nature.
Hold up. The erection
is natural. Of course it was. It was a natural reaction to...
An erection is not homosexuality. How are you equating an erection to homosexuality?
Sir, I could... Excuse me, sir. Let me crush him real quick. Let me crush him because he's. Look, I will always crush you, sir, because you're dealing with theology, sir. You're dealing with thought. You're not dealing with facts.
I didn't say nothing about theology.
But no.
I said nothing about theology.
Okay, sir. In
the
order for someone to do a homosexual act, they must. So, sir. In order for a man to be with a man, they have to get aroused first, sir. That's the first thing. They have to be sexual attraction. That's how I get involved with a woman. That's nature. Eyes. When I look at a man, I don't see a man the same way as a homosexual dude because of his nature, sir. Some people were born with different parts. Would you say they were illegal? God allowed them to exist. Some things are born in a certain way, sir. We're all different. That's a fact.
Okay. Well, it still didn't answer the question, but I hear you.
Sir, no. Sir, your nature is when you look at it, sir.
Look, brother, we'll disagree. Here's what you're saying.
There's no disagreement because I'm speaking fact.
makes him a homosexual because his penis got aroused by looking at a man, and thus he's a homosexual. That's basically what you're saying.
Must be.
Well,
and guess what? A homosexual would tell you that. A homosexual would tell you that.
All right.
I'm reading.
And
look,
you're saying
I'm
that's,
not going to sit.
And because he got the arousal, the natural part is the erection is the natural part.
It has to be, sir. What do you mean?
All right, you're not dealing with nature, sir.
Let's just agree to disagree.
I know any reason.
You cannot disagree with facts, sir.
Otherwise,
we will
be on this all damn day.
We can disagree.
Okay.
Let's agree to disagree.
Hold up. Look at yourself, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
sir,
we've got two other callers on the line anyway. We've still
got
Dan.
Yeah, you're right, Joe.
Still got Rich.
Yeah, I was just listening, and my.
Why don't we let Stan go first, Rich, before you do, okay? Because if you go first, Stan may not have a chance for next ten minutes.
Okay. Joe, no. Cut it out.
No, I'm serious, for the next 10 minutes. So,
well, that's not true.
It is true, Rich. Because Stan, have you got anything to say?
I think it's a private issue. I don't understand why we're having a problem. If two men want to sleep around with each other, who am I to judge them or to tell them it's wrong or tell them this and that?
Nobody has an issue with that, Stan.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Director,
but the issue
here,
what are we actually
supposed to be dealing with? I notice Michael is all over the place. He's dealing with homosexuality, he's so-called dealing with nature, he's dealing with
blasphemy.
That is in the same subject. I'm using that to defend my topics. Sir, when I defend my point, I'm going to have to use other situations, sir. I'm not stupid.
Did you finish what you had to say?
Wait a minute, gentlemen. Hold up, gentlemen,
hold up. You're just all over the map. Where are we going, Eric? What are you trying to do?
Okay, here's what this topic originally started as. I started with freedom of speech because I said the homosexual community was upset with this minister because he did a sermon in 1990 against homosexuality. And, because of the big hoopla that was about to get started, he stepped down from doing the benediction, which he was asked to do at the inauguration. And I thought it was very hypocritical of them.
Well, that was considered politically expedient. Obama didn't want the heat. So, that happens quite often.
That's right.
Okay, Stanley, what did you have to say?
I can say I agree. It happens quite often. I think the president did the choice that he needed to do. Yes, some people are voting for him because they're gay, and he didn't want to have no controversy. So he said when one of the people told him, this pastor used to make a speak against gay, he said, I don't want him in my conference floor. And that's a politics thing, like my two is saying.
Well, I wouldn't say he didn't want to have any controversy. He didn't want to have sustained controversy about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Mr. Salucci, could you give your opinion on the question I was asking Michael was he kept referring to the act of homosexuality being natural. And so that's what we were talking about. Do you have an opinion on that piece about whether or not homosexuality is natural or of nature?
Well.
Yeah, I just looked up nature. You were going in the right direction. Is that we have a law called a malum prohibite, and where we make things legal or illegal to govern human behavior. And I was thinking of the fact that young girls, and we're not talking about pedophilia here because we're talking post-pubescence, young women are desirable to older men, but there's an off-limits set by the law and society standards until they reach 18. So there is nothing illegal or inherently wrong, which would be a malum in se. There's nothing inherently wrong about having sex with a post-pubescent girl, that is, after puberty, but before 18. Do you follow that?
Well, some states it's 16, and in some states you can get your parents' permission. You must bring all facts, sir. So right there is a gray area.
It's not gray because it's still the same thing.
Well, why can you get your parents' permission, sir? Well, why can you get your parents' permission before you're age of 18?
I think it's 18 in every state now, and that's called the age of consent. But I'm just saying we make laws. Now, dealing with homosexuality specifically, and I think Matu was going in the right direction, homosexuality does not serve a natural function. In fact, when Dr. Loris, now understand what I'm saying here. I'm not saying that in a pluralistic society, homosexuals don't have rights. But homosexuality is basically racist. Why do I say that? Because no other damn group could get power based on or get recognition based on an aberrant behavior. Homosexuals are asking for special rights, and they're asking for rights for something that is considered basically abnormal behavior in every
to you. To you,
there's
sir.
No society that has ever accepted homosexuality. No normal society. But the reason that we are faced with homosexuality today, and I say it's for two reasons, because of the power of the white male, and, of course, due to the refusal to address the racial issue. So the white males jumped on the bandwagon of affirmative action, and that's how they have arrived to the power position that they have today.
Well, you always going to have a contradiction, sir. Let me tell you something for a fact. See, like you're
wait a minute, hold on, Michael.
Michael,
before you
okay.
get started, let me read something to you, Michael, okay? All right.
Okay.
Leviticus 18:22. You shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. 20:13. If there is a man who lies with a male as though who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act. They shall surely be put to death. Oh, come on, quit playing. Put to death, their blood guiltiness is upon them. What you talking about? So that tells you right there, that is something that's not natural.
And it's also in Deuteronomy, and it's also in Romans chapter 1. But we don't need the Bible to confirm
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what
the
I'm
Bible
saying.
The Bible is
with nature.
If you
no,
study
I can,
biology.
I can confirm it by no. I can confirm it by nature. See, you're quoting every time you open that
right.
Bible, sir, you're
right,
quoting.
Mike,
here we go.
Go forward with the natural part, Mike. You're correct.
Yeah,
everybody
go ahead.
Knows
all right.
That. Don't you don't
okay, because
like,
hold on,
you,
I just want
to
say something.
Just think with nature
okay,
biology.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's just go
with
nature
biology.
Hold on.
What would be okay? The strongest.
No. I want to make something clear first before we go further in this discussion. Before we go further, can I just say something? If you're going to get a reference, don't get a reference that contradicts itself. Okay? So don't go to the Bible. Let's speak nature. Don't do nothing that contradicts. I don't like to go to a reference that contradicts itself. I never
have that, but the Bible is not contradictory. Maybe you.
Well, we're
are.
Not going to go into that. I can prove that too by your own words. I'll prove that to you too. So let's go on by nature.
Okay,
by
let
game.
Me go with nature. Nature.
Okay. No. Can I prove my point first? You already have your point. I'll prove it by nature, sir. And listen, when I say nature, I'm not going to a book or what a psychologist say from his head. I'm looking at nature in front of me, sir. Nature's not in no damn book. Nature's in my eyes. Nature's in what I can see. Nature's factual information. Just like if it's raining outside, that's
well, you can
fact.
Stop right there. That's not
no, hold on. People are born in this world with two different parts, sir.
Mm.
Okay? I can't control that. According to your God allowed that to happen. They can deal with their life. You're saying that they're subhuman? They don't... There's no description.
Hold up.
Listen to me. I'm a listener to nature. Hold up. Don't ask me. I'm putting my point.
Okay, you haven't said anything.
By nature, all of us men on this line, by nature, we get an erection off the opposite sex. By nature.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Hold up. I'm asking you, is that correct or not?
Okay.
I'm asking you, correct or not?
What's the question?
All of us men on this line, when we get an erection off of the opposite sex to female, I'm asking you yes or no question. Is that from nature? Yes or no?
Well, that is natural, sure. An erection.
Okay. Now, hold on. Now, stay there. A boy is writing a story about himself, and many gays have said this. They said they have felt that way when they were little. A boy that was raised by his father was a preacher, the same structure that you want, a Christian structure. Father was a preacher, minister, everything. Boy said he knew he was gay because he got aroused by his second grade classmate that was in front of him. He knew it. He got an erection off of him. That's nature.
I already heard this argument.
No. Okay. But hold on. But you're going to, the only way that you're going to say that
this
that's not,
argument,
and
I'm
tell that boy,
is
that it's not.
All you're repeating is what is. We need to know why something is, not just that it is.
No. What is fact, sir. See, hold up. When you try to say, listen, you're going to see. Yes, it is. What is fact?
Michael, allow me to ask you a question. I got your point. You're just going to say the same thing over and over again. All right, what is fact?
Thank you.
Whenever you study biology, we understand that the strongest impetus of any living organism is to reproduce itself. All right, that's a fact and law of observable biology. Now, my question to you would be, what is the purpose of homosexual sex?
The purpose of homosexual sex for another homosexual to have a sex with another homosexual. That's
from a biological standpoint, sir.
Sir, everybody's, hold on, according to your structure, sir, there'll be billions of women with no man.
I'm asking you from a scientific point of view.
You're trying to let me look at what is and say it shouldn't be. I'm saying what is, it's nature.
No, he's not.
Yes, it is. It's nature, sir.
When you're talking about nature, why should I dismiss it? Giving definition to nature.
Michael, you're being a brick.
The processes.
No,
the
I'm
processes
not, sir.
You're being a brick.
Biology,
chemistry. What is the purpose of homosexual sex? Now, let me ask the men. Let me just get a question.
Hold on. What is the purpose of marriage, sir? What is the purpose of marriage? For a man to be with a woman for the rest of his life and that's it? Is that the purpose of marriage?
I
want to
hear you. Let me
I'm
get
asking
a consensus.
You, what is the purpose of marriage, sir? To be with
Michael,
one woman for the rest of your life?
Get an intelligent response.
To your contradiction, sir.
Michael, let him speak, please.
Now, I'm going to ask the other men on the line. Did I ask Michael a legitimate biological question regarding homosexuality versus heterosexuality, and did Michael offer an intelligent response?
Hell no. Yes, you did, and hell no, he didn't.
I gave you a factual response, sir. I gave you that homosexuals are meant for each other. Like men and women, homosexuals are meant for each other. I gave you an actual fact. I didn't give you a theory or opinion. I was asking a question.
If you can have your positions just to be examined, that's all we're doing.
Sir, I'm not giving you an opinion. I just gave you a fact. Homosexuals are meant for homosexuals. That's a fact. That's what is. That's not an opinion. Why are they with each other then, sir?
This guy can't shut up. We're trying to deal with the issue he raised.
Right, Michael, will you let them answer the questions first, okay?
Now, I'm asking, did I ask Michael a biological-based question regarding sex of homosexuals and of heterosexuals, and did Michael offer an intelligent answer?
Ask him, did I give you a factual answer? Intelligent answer is asking them for their opinion. Ask him, did
no.
I give you a factual answer?
I gave you factual information. Actually, you didn't do
it. Trying to get a response from the host.
I did give you an intelligent answer.
Wait,
I did.
Do you know your name?
Okay, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I can fix this now.
All right, don't mute me. I'm quiet.
All right. Now, actually, no, you didn't give any type of response at all. You just went back to what you were saying earlier. So, no, you
did. Did I ask him a legitimate did you hear the question I asked him, Eric?
Yes, what is the benefit of homosexual sex?
In terms of reproduction, because the basis is, in biology, the law of biology is that the strongest urge of any species is to reproduce itself. So
why do we have nuns then, sir? Well, why do we have nuns then? That's a contradiction of nature then. Thank you. Question.
So you're saying a nun is
No. According to him, it's unnatural because every human being has to reproduce as a natural man. Now, if every man gets married to a woman,
he didn't say they have to.
Watch, I got you. I'm glad you
heard. He did
Michael,
not say
you should
they
take
have
a biology
to.
Course.
He
just sounds very ignorant.
Sir, hold on. First of all, if you're saying biology is nature, you're saying that it's unnatural for a woman not to have sex with a man then. If you're speaking nature and biology, you're saying it's against nature. So if every man marries a woman that would, and live like you want, never cheat on his wife, there'll be billions of women with no man. So what are they going to do? You're contradicting yourself, sir, because you're speaking theory. I'm speaking fact. I'm speaking what is. A gay is born for another gay person. I'm speaking what
is.
Are you
homosexual?
You're speaking fact.
Michael, are you homosexual?
No, because I don't want to get arrested off another man, sir.
Okay,
that's
well,
why I'm not.
Okay, if you're
that's
not homosexual,
that's my definition.
Let me just say this. I would encourage you to at
that's
least...
That's not my nature, sir. That's not my nature. I get horny off of a woman. That's
okay,
not my
Michael,
nature.
I got
that's why I'm not a homosexual.
Michael,
I would encourage you to read a biology book,
homosexual.
Sir, if that's your case, why do we have nuns then? If that's your case, sir, why do nuns not have sex? You're saying that they're unnatural then. If you don't put nuns in the same category as a gay person, you're contradicting yourself.
A nun is a choice.
She chooses
a woman.
If you're saying gay is a
okay. I told you it was coming.
Was that the taser?
Yeah, I used the taser. Good Lord. All right. Woo. All right.
Michael's becoming one of my favorite guests.
Hey. that was crazy.
I defend women at all costs in anything they do. And by the way, I'm considering defending Michael.
Okay. All right, Michael, you calm down now.
I just want to ask one question, Mr. Salute.
Can I say something, though, sir? I just want to say. Yes, I calm down. I just want to say something, sir.
All right.
I'm just trying to let everybody get, am I on the line?
Yeah.
I just want to say something. I'll show you contradict yourself every single time. Being a nun is a choice, sir, and that's unnatural according to you. What I'm trying to say,
no.
Sir, I'm not trying to make no... It at all. It is, sir. You cannot say when they go to the altar, they have to come and make a choice. They can't be forced. I know what you're talking about, but when you say that and you bring biology, I will show you your contradictions in the natural world.
Jesus.
Dan,
every time.
Dan, if you
want to
say
Eric,
something,
Eric,
you really have to
I
speak
have
up.
Eric.
Yes, Dan.
Yeah, I want to ask a question, Mr. Sulusha. Why, since, and Matt too, because he asked a good question. I want to ask a question that has to come back with that. Why do you think that homosexual is not natural when, like he said, and it's true, there are some people, you don't believe that there are some people that are physically just attracted to, just like us, to women, and there are some people that are just attracted the same way to just men or just women? You don't believe that, or you do? Biologically, I know it could happen.
Well, you want to take it first, Matu?
I was on another call, so I didn't hear it, so you can go ahead.
All right, well, I'll respond to it. The point, well, you want to explain it to him, Stan? You asked for both of us, either way.
Yeah, I want to ask both of you. Like, I think that the thing that Michael's making as a case is saying, basically, we as men are attracted to women because we're physically attracted to them. When you go to a gay and you talk to them, they said, they believe I was attracted to the same sex, the same way that you are attracted to a woman. So why do we think that that's unnatural if they naturally, that's what they they are attracted to.
Okay, you want to take first crack at that, Matu?
Well, no, I'd have to think about it just a little bit. I'd go ahead and listen to you.
All right, sure. No, actually, Stanley, that's a fairly decent question. The thing of it is that the human spectrum in terms of behavior has a whole range of proclivities, some valid, some invalid, some sensible, some nonsensical. For example, some people could argue that they are naturally a murderer. Are we going to say, okay, murder is okay? And
no.
I'm not saying homosexuality is necessarily the same as murder. I'm just making this point for illustrative purposes. Some people may want to beat people up. That may be their natural proclivity. We have standards, social standards, to control our behavior so that we just don't follow every urge that we have. Now,
okay.
So the problem
have
is the choice thing? Is that what you're saying? You're saying
no,
as a choice?
Well,
like,
I'll add something now. And I guess the word that I was struggling with was when you were saying attraction, just trying to get at the nature of attraction.
Okay.
And I think Mr. Lucian did a good job of that. But let me give you an example, though. Now, I'm almost sure every man on here has woke up in the morning with an erection. And you can't necessarily say why you had that erection, whether any thoughts had anything to do with it. Right?
Right.
That's actually No. That's actually healthy, and that's a test of a man's virility.
I was just bringing that up. You don't know if
you had a
wet
dream about a man or a woman.
I was just bringing that up to run parallel with what the brother was saying. Just because somebody looked at something and got an erection. Well, you can get an erection and not be looking at nothing.
No, sir. But I'm letting you to see. I'm dealing with.
Are you saying no? You cannot get an erection without looking at or thinking about anything.
But see, you're missing the point. You're going to theory again. You're right. Hold on. But guess what?
I'm talking about waking up with a hard dick. That ain't no theory. What are you talking about?
Hold up. Yes.
You started this, Eric.
You're right, sir. You're right.
Okay.
I have, but let me tell you something. I'm not going to sit up there and control what somebody else tells me about. But hold up. Let me crush something real quick. Then again, I did get up in the morning when I had a wet dream. Some men might have a wet dream about another man. I had a wet dream about a woman when I was growing up, puberty, adolescence. What about the wet dreams? You know it when it's stuck to your sheets, men. What was that dream about? Some men may have it about another man.
You didn't have to go that far.
You know,
because
I'm being real. I'm being real and factual. I'm not playing no games, so. But let's deal with
this
murder stuff.
No.
So you're dealing in theory. I'm dealing in fact and what is and what they tell me. I'm not going to define nobody for them. If they tell me that it is, I'm not going to say, oh, no, you're not. Who am I to tell them that? But let's go on this murder stuff that he brought. You can't bring murder in it. When someone murders somebody.
What you just said, though, Michael, that's a separate issue. We can actually explore the validity of something without denying it to someone.
Right.
I understand that people. And let me just say this. I agree living in a pluralistic society, homosexuals have the right to basically to live, you know, freely just like everybody else. No one is arguing that. But now when we talk about biological reality, that's a different thing. Also, when we talk about morality, historical morality and current morality, then, of course, we can call homosexuality on the carpet for examination. And just
according to your morality, sir, it goes against nature.
That accepts homosexuality as normal.
Okay, but listen, your standards always goes against nature, though, sir.
Let's look at history. History is part of observation
and
also.
And I'm talking about history, sir. I want to talk about your history. Your history hasn't worked in this world. Your history says that one man should be with one woman and S. It never happens. It's against nature. That law is against nature. That's a fact.
Michael, you can out-talk me. You've proven that. Now, my question to you is,
I love y'all guys, though.
I have fun. I mean, this is my end. This is my exercise. I have a very stressful job. This is my workout. This is my workout.
Country in the world has ever approved of homosexuality as normal?
The Greeks did.
Excuse me.
Sorry, what happened?
Listen,
to I'm sorry. Who said that?
I said it.
Who?
Me, Joe.
Joe, okay, Joe. Well, what happened to them as a result of that?
They're still around.
See, he goes there.
They're not extinct. They're still here.
But you know, Stanley, about the
they're
issue
in debt
of
right now. They're in debt right now.
The issue of attraction, Stanley.
So, in other words, the Greeks are the only one you can think of that have done that of all the cultures that have existed.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So that's one out of
yeah, well,
many,
one that I
many
know.
Hundreds
there may
of
be
cultures.
Many, there may be many.
But
more
a lot of cultures don't deal with signs.
You know.
A lot of cultures don't deal with signs.
And I could care less about homos. Yeah.
Me too. Right, but you're not going to get up and make those statements and think that
right.
Look, homosexuality, they got a lot of power in this country, and you're not going to get on no parliament, and they're going to attack you. I'm telling you, and they're sensitive people. They got power, flat out. That's a fact. If you don't like it, so what? They got a lot
hey,
of money.
I see a lot of benefit of homosexuals, particularly in the court system. Because I've often said it's going to take the crusade of the homosexuals to break the back of this horrible, discriminatory court system against males. Because they won't treat homosexual men and women in child custody and in paternity, as it were, they won't treat them as they do heterosexual males. So I see that as a huge benefit to heterosexuals that homosexuals bring.
Yeah. Well, where all these philosophies come from, sir?
What do you mean? What philosophy?
All these philosophies that separate men from women. It comes from biblical, sir. It's a biblical structure. And see, look, I deal with the real type of woman now. Look, I'm not going to make $100,000 a year. She make $100,000 a year, and I pay for all the dates. I'm a non-traditional man because I never deal with a non-traditional woman. I live in the present. But if you keep on trying to live in the past, bro, you always going to contradict yourself, man. Gays is gays. You're trying to live in the past, and you're going from someone else's life, but when you don't look in actuality.
I don't think any of us are saying here restrict the rights of gays. Is anyone saying that on the line?
Yeah, he's not.
Do you
he's
think
not
polygamy is nature, sir?
Talking about polygamy.
I know, but I'm changing the subject, though. I'm asking you a question to prove my point. Do you think polygamy is nature?
The connection of polygamy here. Why are you talking about
No, 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 no. Because I'm proving my point about the gays. Do you think polygamy is nature? The point
is
that you have rules in the Bible that goes against nature. You know polygamy is nature. You know four factors of man. You know polygamy is nature.
Wait,
let's
agree here. Michael is the expert on homosexuals. Now let's move on.
Okay, good.
Look, sir, look, but you know what? They never can challenge my point. They can attack me personally.
You're the expert. I mean, you proved your point. You said you're trying to prove a point on gays. You proved it.
What point he proved, though.
I know. I'm just.
Mr. Solution, you won't answer that question. I know you won't, but let's go ahead and move on. Look, I'll be quiet, man. I'm listening to y'all. I'm quiet.
Wait a minute.
This is driving.
Apparently, we have a whole lot of questions here that nobody knows what the hell the question was about. Okay, so what questions did we not have answered? Because I got confused myself.
I don't know what point Michael was proving personally. Oh, wait a minute. I
do you know
what point he was attempting to
prove. Do you want
me
to go into it, sir? Okay, I'll go into it. I'm asking you a question as a man, Mr. Solution, and I want you to look at a man talking to man, me and you. Is polygamy, listen, I'm one of your clients, so call me one of your clients. I'm a woman today, so I'm one of your clients, Mr. Solution. Is polygamy nature? Is polygamy nature, Mr. Solution?
Wait, let me tell you what polygamy is.
Is a man having sex with more than one woman in his life, is that nature?
A question, damn it, let me answer it. Polygamy is a choice of the people who contract polygamy. Just like if you talk about a bisexual chooses whom they have sex with. That's the greatest argument against homosexuality is bisexual.
But no, it's not, sir, because a bisexual would still get sir, I will never be a bisexual because I will never get an erection off another man, sir.
That's not the point.
He didn't call you a bisexual.
No, I know you didn't call me a bisexual, but I'm just using me at a point. No one can become a bisexual unless they get aroused off of the same sex. Some people will never. Look, me and you are men because you know, look, you know why you're not gay, sir?
Hello?
Because you don't get aroused by a woman. That's a
okay,
fact.
Happy New
Bottom
Year.
Line.
What's up?
Usual, you're missing the damn point.
Right,
the point is that a bisexual makes a choice
right.
who they have sex with. That's the point.
You notice you keep on leaving that man with another woman. But just go on. Let's just move it on, y'all. Let's not talk
yeah,
about it. Just go ahead. Because I'm sorry you want to embarrass yourself. So just go ahead and move on.
Wait a minute. Stop. Okay. Michael. Usually I sit back and just listen, but you got my head just going crazy right now. Michael, okay, a man with another woman, what is your point?
What I'm saying is, sir, the structure that we were talking about, bastards and all that, he said the society said it's a structure for a man to get married to a woman and have his family. That's it. Now, if he goes out and divorce, look, in the Bible, y'all don't even know if y'all can get divorced or not, but let's go. He has to stay with her. By nature, if every man is structured by that, by nature, how the number of laws, there'd be billions of women with no man. Now, let's. That happens, you know, by nature, he's going to be looking at other women, and other women's going to be trying to come at him. That's why That's why the structure that you said never happens. That's why the churches has divorce. Even Jesus Christ talked about whether to have a divorce or not. See, it's a contradiction because we're not dealing with nature, sir. That's a fact. You know it, and I know it. According to you, you wanted me to tell my son, hold up, and I want to talk about this. You want me to tell my son
okay, minute,
that they
Mike,
could be
wait,
with one
wait,
woman?
Michael,
come on now, please.
Michael,
I can't promise
start.
That to them.
Wait before you.
I'm gonna let them make their choice, sir. That's what I'm going to do.
All right,
Mike, can I suggest you replay this broadcast, man? Because you're not giving the correct definition of nature. That's the root of.
Sir,
crazy talk. Is that
watch this. I'm about to crush you, sir. There's two types of reality, sir. Watch me crush you. I'm going to show you how smart I am, sir.
Universal definition of what nature is.
Okay. No. Hold on. First
of all,
I know you use words. I know you use words that have no meaning, but watch me crush you. Watch this. This is factual and actuality. There's two types of nature, sir. There's a nature. Hold on. There's two realities. There's a reality of nature. The trees you were talking about, us, people, things that we can see, nature. And there's the reality of thought that comes from man's thought, sir. Like the chair I'm sitting in. That comes from man's thought. You're belief system. The Bible comes from man's thought. That really don't have no reference. I got a reference to this chair, but look, you cannot reference nothing to me. That's why we have chaos and confusion. That's why you're attacking gays. That's why you saying it's against nature for somebody not, but then you can say somebody can be a nun because it's a contradiction. It's against nature.
And then, Michael,
you
just lied.
What
no
you're
one
saying.
Is attacking gays.
Right. What is he talking about?
That's stupid.
Well,
the reality of a thought, Mike, is only a reality to you. What makes it a reality to someone else is if you can bring that reality and make it sensible, meaning, like you said, if the thought of a chair and then you make a chair, then it can become a reality to all of us. But the thought itself is only a reality to you, not no one else.
Hold up. Listen, I got me a reality. Okay, this reality of thought, which is chair, I agree with that. It has a meaning. It has a definition. But listen to what you do. You say, the religious people say, okay, I see the reality of nature.
I'm not religious people, so now you said you.
I'm sorry. When you quote the Bible,
I've never quoted the Bible, not once. Clean it up.
But we're not quoting the Bible. You told us not to, so don't you.
Okay. I see, that was a contradiction. I admit I was wrong. You're right. But, sir, when people have certain beliefs, and say what is nature. What is in front of me, I know that men sleep with men and they tell me that's what is, sir. I'm not going to go into my thoughts.
Okay, fine.
Okay, but when you go into your thoughts, sir, but hold on. You go into your thoughts and you saying it's not natural when it is. I'm saying that's your thought.
Now, that's the thing.
You're not talking about what is, sir.
Just because something happens does not make it natural.
What do you mean? If it's raining outside, it doesn't mean it's natural?
Okay, let me give you an example, Mike. You know when they do advertising, the science behind advertising. For instance, if you see a Whopper on TV, right, they've got the science down to say they can make you look at a Whopper with your natural eyes and make you salivate. Now, is that natural?
No, it's not natural. Hold on. I'm going to tell you why, sir, because words control people's minds, and they know that. They know how to control
this. They can show you pictures of a Whopper and make your mouth salivate. Is that natural?
Well, that's called conditioning.
Exactly. Hold up.
They use the real burger to condition you to a picture of the burger. And it is natural for us to think of ideas. And part of what you said is true, Matu. But ideas are real whether we bring them into existence or not. Because
who are they real for? Right?
Well, ideas are real, are more real than what stems from them. We learn that in metaphysics.
Right. Yeah, I didn't say I said they're only real to the person who's thinking them until they're able to be sensed by someone else. Then they become real to someone else. I didn't say they were real.
That's not true, man.
Go ahead, Mrs. Solution.
How could some immaterial in your mind be real to me?
We can talk about ideas in idea form. We can talk about. See, that's the thing of language. That's what
real
language
is something
is.
That you can measure, sir. Real is something that you can measure. See, that's what I'm trying to talk. I don't demean people no more. I don't because me
yeah, but
and
we're
me
not
that
Michael,
can
look, it's a difference. See, you don't understand an important nuance here. We're discussing the essence of something as opposed to an allowable practice. I mean, at one time, true, homosexuality was illegal, and it was illegal based on certain social mores. Those laws have virtually been obliterated now.
Because they went against nature. It goes against nature.
There was a Supreme Court decision regarding a homosexual act in Texas, and I think the Supreme Court upheld the right for homosexuals to engage in homosexual sex and it not be considered unlawful. So, I mean, you're arguing a point that, you know, we have basically conceded to.
I'm saying it's natural. You saying it's unnatural. I'm saying it's natural because it is what it is. And they're telling me that they're getting arrested. I know it's natural. And you saying it's not. And I'm saying fact, and you going on theory. It's not
biologically
theory.
Yes, it is.
No, hold on. But listen, though. So if that's the case, you're saying it's a choice. So you're saying being a nun is biologically unnatural.
If you don't say
being a nun is not biologically unnatural, you're contradicting yourself, and you know you are, and I'll prove it every day. Play the tape back. I'll prove it.
Choosing
to
not
yourself.
Have sex is
Michael, what I'm saying,
homosexuality is a choice also, sir. Thank you.
In terms of sex has several purposes. One of them is reproductive. And, of course, another is communication of affection. Homosexual sex does not satisfy a reproductive goal. Okay?
Don't in the Bible it say some men don't should be married, don't supposed to
Using
get married?
Using the
unit.
Bible
yeah,
first.
Hold on.
Because you know why I keep on saying it? Because that's the only way you can get it, sir. Even biologists can say that they cannot prove. Look, scientists right now are saying that people are born that way. I don't know what you're talking about, but the articles I read is saying that they're born that way, sir. That's why
Michael,
the laws are getting changed.
Michael,
if science says they wasn't born,
the
science is on their side. And you keep, I don't know what you're quoting, but science is on their side, sir.
use the Bible because you've already taken that off the table. So stop referencing the Bible.
Because I know that's where you're coming from. You can't be coming from science.
You're an idiot. You don't know where I'm coming from.
Well, why people are born with two sex parts then, sir?
Telling you, well, that's called hermaphrodism, and you probably don't
right,
even
so is that
know
a mistake?
What it's called. I'm telling you that homosexual sex
I don't have to give
no
you the name. I gave you the description, sir, and you knew what I was talking about. As long as I give you the description and we get a clear mental picture, you can give the word to it all you want in communication. So why in the world are people we're doing with two sex?
That's an abnormality. That is an
abnormality. Oh, my goodness. That's not no I mean, how you know? They're going to tell you that's not an abnormality. And now you're going, oh, come on. Okay. It's not abnormality.
Look it up.
Come on. They live in a normal life. They live
you're
in a normal
ignorant,
life.
Michael.
What are you talking
that's
about?
All I
I'm
hear
not
is
ignorant. People are born different in this world. One foot is bigger than the look, one of my feet is half bigger than the other foot.
Who cares? Shit.
Thank
half
you.
Bigger?
Exactly. That's what I want you to say, Mrs. Solution. That's what I want you to say. Thank you, Mrs. Solution. You did it. Who fucking cares? We shouldn't fucking care. Let them have it. Let them fucking let them do whatever they want.
But we already said that. It's just when you go into this rant trying to justify it on a natural basis. That's stupid. It's not
and
natural.
I'm letting you
it
know
serves
it.
No biological purpose.
And you're saying that because it's not serving a biological purpose, it's not natural.
And I'm saying
if two people or two gay people are born gay, they're meant for each other. Hold on. If two people are get together, no matter if they're man or woman, why can't you say in the world they shouldn't have been?
Biology
said biology by nature biology. Just because that relationship exists.
It sounds
world,
like he has fucking wax in his ear. Ask him has he ever taken a biology course and passed it.
Yo, you saying biology is all about reproducing. Biology is not all about reproducing all the time, sir.
Is it about it, Michael?
Guess what? Well, maybe, guess what? Some things in the biology are meant to stop other things from growing. So I guess maybe gays may have a purpose for some reason.
Not, wait a minute. That made no freaking sense whatsoever.
None of what he says makes any sense.
Evidently, gays have a purpose because they're dealing with each other. they have their own group of their community. They're getting married. They serve a purpose. I can see it. I tell you what it is. It has a purpose, flat out.
Well,
I'm not stupid enough to say I will go ahead and, you know, they can't be. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, I can't hear you. Hello.
Eric, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Joe.
Michael, you there?
Ms. Solution, you there? I think he may have left.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Stan, are you there?
No, Stan dropped.
Stan dropped. My two. My two. You
me too dropped too. Yeah, he dropped too.
And Mike did too?
Hello?
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. That's why, I mean, basically, we were starting by saying that's you can't do it, man. I mean, that's why the society has a lot of things, and we just got to just deal with what it is and stop looking at hatred, you know? And that's where it stems from. That's why they told him he got to get out of it. When you make statements and you quote certain things like that, people are always going to bring you up to it.
All right.
But I want to, I want to ask Mr. Solution a question. He never answered this question.
Well, you haven't answered his either. Did you take a biology course and pass it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, then. Well, see, he asked you that, but you never answered it.
I want to ask him about polygamy. Men being with one woman until the day they die. I want to ask him that.
Well, he's right there. Yeah.
Yeah, ask him. Without all the screaming and yelling and cutting in. He may answer it for you.
Hey, Mr. Solution, what do you think about that? Man being with one woman, and then that's how it should be.
Well, that's the ideal model for a monogamous relationship.
But do you think in the way it is, do you think
it's possible in every situation?
I'm not sure what you mean. What, in every situation? Obviously,
right.
One can't answer that. In most situations, of course. In fact, in the U.S., polygamy is illegal.
Well, hold on. Let's not use the word polygamy. A man being laying down with one woman for in his lifetime. Do you think that's against nature, or do you think that's with nature? For one man, from the day he was born to the day he that goes in there, he's been with one woman and only. He's been with only his wife. That's it. Do you think that is against nature or with nature?
Well, first of all, you're not making any sense. No one lies with anyone from the day they're born. If you're talking about whether a monogamous heterosexual relationship is normal and natural, yes. It's natural for men and women to be together. All humans are gregarious. They're social beings. So it is natural for a man and a woman to be together. And the best way that society has come up with over many, many, generations is, and it's the best situation for both men, women, and children, for there to be a committed relationship. It helps to limit the spread of disease. And it is most psychologically and emotionally nurturing to all the parties, the man, the woman, and any children that are born out of that particular marriage.
Okay. So now let's look in actuality. Let's not – now, I know you said that's what people think. You just quoted – now look at actuality. Is that happening?
Well, it's happening less because there's been a communication breakdown, and that's what we talk about all the time, is mending the communication breach between men and women. And a lot of powerful institutions have intervened, mostly for nefarious purposes, to inhibit or obstruct men and women from forming healthy relationships. Giving women all the power, all the destructive power, taking away men's power so that they really don't have a basis for commonality and common conversation. So, but the male-female relationship is universal, and again, it is the best institution. It is the cornerstone of a community, a society, and a nation, and that has been true throughout history.
Well, I'm letting you know, in actuality, what I can see, you know, that solution is contradictory to nature. Because I can look in actuality, and it hasn't worked. I've seen ministers. I've seen all the big faithful people who read, everybody, non-ministers, people who believe in Satan, all of them get divorced. No, I know 90% of them. I don't know no man, personally, has been with one woman in his life. So that structure, case in point, that structure it goes against nature. If someone sits down and writes, one man should be with one woman, they're going against nature. It's not going to happen. You will always contradict yourself because it goes against nature.
Well, there have been men who've called in that have been with one woman, and we applaud that. That's good. And that's what we talk about, is finding a compatible person in order to establish that relationship with. I think Joe would like to have that kind of relationship, and he can speak up if he cares to. I think Eric would like to have that sort of relationship, and so would I. But it's not just a given anymore, because it has been upended for many bad reasons. Because when you destroy the family, you really destroy the community and the nation. And so I hear what you're saying, but you tend to be a very superficial man, and you don't tend to think very deeply at all. And one of the reasons...
No, sir, I'm not. I understand. But see, you want me to think deeply and go into theory. I deal in actuality, sir.
No,
I know that
you're jumping in like a bitch. Let me finish my answer. It seems to me that if you did a little more study on the issues you think you know something about, you would become a little bit more grounded and in understanding. Okay, go ahead, please.
Well, see, sir, you want me to run to a book. See, I'm not going to do that, sir. I'm not going to go to a book and for somebody, look, to read somebody else's thoughts or what they think and how they see the world. I'm going to look at the world in my own eyes, sir. See, you want me to go into another person thinking, get them out of here and let me think like them. I'm going to look at actuality and look at the world, and I know one.
Michael, that, let me just break in and say this. I understand what you're saying. I would not want to be around a person like you. I think that's a very stupid and uninformed position to take. It is your choice to take that position, but I hope you don't have children that you can transmit that kind of idiocy to.
Well, first of all, I'm glad. Now, be quiet. Now, see, you just attacked me personally and my children, and I'm going to crush you now. Now, just be quiet for a minute. You personally attacked me about my children and how I'm going to raise my children. I'm going to crush you. We talked about the other day about me giving advice about my – we were talking about merch. Sir, if my son comes to me and says, Daddy, if I get married, will my life be better if I don't get married? I can't promise him that. I can never sit to my son and say, if you take this action and get married, you're going to have a happy life. No one can tell me. I can ask a married man and tell me, ask me, so you've been married. I can't do that. Hold up for one.
I got that. Do you send your kids to school? Because you don't even hear the crap that you say. You just
Hold on. You're attacking me as a punt, and I'm going to tell you why. If my son said that, I'm going to say, son.
Said that you would not go
when
to
when you're
a
dealing
book.
With somebody. Excuse me?
So that means you won't send your kids to school?
I do send my kids to school. My kids are straight-A students. What are you talking about, sir? And
okay,
my kids know if a white person calls them a nigger, they're not going to beat them up because it has no meaning. My kids are very smart, sir. What are you talking about? It'll keep them out of jail. It has no meaning. But let me go back to what I'm saying, bro. I'm not contradicting myself. You're going to try to tell me that I should tell my children that they should get married when he gets. If he comes and tells me, I'm going to say, sir, you're going to have to find out for yourself whether you want to get married or not.
Excuse me, Michael, I'm not talking to you. Eric, did you just hear Michael say he would not reference a book, that he would always just go from his own observation? Did you just hear him say that?
Sir, hold up, sir. Let me tell you something, sir.
I'm talking to Eric, Michael, unless you have a dual name. Eric, can you hear? Have you tuned out or what? Eric? Joe, are you there?
Mr. Solution, he's extending the show, so go ahead.
Who are you, ma'am?
This is Anav.
Anav, yes. How are you?
He's extending the show, so go ahead.
Well, no, I needed to get some observation, and I wanted to hear if he heard what Michael
said. That's exactly what he said. He did say that. He did say that he was not going to reference a book. I heard him say that.
Yeah, so I asked him, does he send his kids to school? And he said, yeah, that's a contradiction right there. School is about reading books.
Hello.
Yeah, who's there?
It's Joe.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Everybody else gone?
No, go
well,
ahead,
all
you
of
guys.
You cut
no.
off just for a moment. I heard Anav come on the phone. Maybe that was an angel. Anav, are
no,
you there?
No, but you guys, nobody is cut off. Just go ahead and keep talking.
Oh,
Eric is trying to extend the show a little bit.
All right.
Had you heard Anav before, Joe?
Hmm?
Had you heard Anav before?
Yeah, she's usually
the chat.
Joe
and I have spoken before.
Okay. Hello?
Okay, Eric.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, I have a female caller, Becky. That's
no,
what took
I'm
me so long. All right. I see Michael left the room, eh?
Oh, he did?
Yeah, Michael left the room.
So we got
praise
some females on the line. Welcome to the Lion's Den.
That's right. Do not disrespect my female caller. All right, ma'am, the floor is yours. No, she's busy right now. But,
have a nice day. Okay.
Yeah, she's busy right now. Okay.
Is that
anyway.
A-Nav?
No. It's not A-Nav.
Okay,
so what did we come up with, Michael? What did we come up with any conclusions?
Are you kidding me? Well, what he did say, and he ran off, he said that he would not reference a book. And I asked him, did he send his kids to school? And he doesn't see the connection. And I don't know, where he came from. I mean, he does stress one's patience, I will say that. But he just doesn't understand the issues as far as I'm concerned. And this attitude that he won't read anything, that everything has to come from himself, well, he's undermining the fact that presumably he's literate, and I don't think either one of us developed the alphabet.
The gist of his argument, which he made, try to make when he first got on here, was that homosexuality was to be condemned because the Bible said so. So since the Bible said so, he didn't believe in the Bible. So what he was trying to say was that just because the Bible said that homosexuality was bad doesn't mean that it's bad. And what the point he was trying to make after that was polygamy. He was trying to get people to agree that polygamy is bad, okay? But then he's talking about the natural element of man. If polygamy is it natural, is it unnatural? Because polygamy is supposedly when people are committed to more than one, just one person. His argument is that man cannot be monogamous.
Yeah, he's supporting polygamy, at least from what I heard.
Yeah, he's and his point is for that is that if the Bible is saying that polygamy is bad and unnatural, then why is it that most people, according to him, can't stay with one woman? Now,
that doesn't mean that polygamy, supersedes anything. That just means there's a breakdown in communication. Mm. And polygamy, I mean, how could we all of a sudden, and also he raised the issue that every woman, unless there were polygamy, every woman would not be with a man. Did you pick up on that, Joe?
Yeah, well, you know what? We have a lady on the line. Let's ask her. Ma'am, you there?
Hello?
Yes. Question for you. Okay, ask her the question, Mr. Solution.
Well, it wasn't a question so much as, okay, but he made a statement that absent polygamy, which he was disagreeing, like Joe just explained, I think that's accurate, but he was saying that absent polygamy, women will not, there won't be sufficient men for women. And I don't know if that's your position. Is that your position, that we need polygamy because so that every woman can potentially have a man?
Absolutely.
Or have a claim to a man?
Absolutely not.
This sounds like a lady I know. Where are you from, ma'am? I mean, just the way she said that phrase, all of a sudden, my ears perked up. Go ahead, please.
I guess we did know each other.
No, I'm just teasing. Go ahead.
I'm not in agreement with polygamy. Men advance all kind of arguments, especially women who, are their cheerleaders do the same thing. But no, that's unnecessary.
Right. Had you finished?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and his premise was false, too, that there aren't enough men. And he just made a number of false assumptions. And that is that every woman necessarily wants to be with a man. Some women are inextricably confused. They don't want to be with a man. They don't know what the hell they want. Or their attitudes may be so horrible that no man could stand them anyway, or stomach them, as it were. So, I mean, just looking at numbers, that's just like, just looking at the numbers, really does not give a person, numbers of single people, I should say, of single women, does not give one sufficient information as to why the woman is single. We would have to ask her, do a little bit of an examination as to why she's single. She may be crazy. She may be just out of a, you know, just out of prison. I mean, you know, there are a whole slew of reasons.
And I want to say the same thing about men. There are a lot of very hateful, angry men that no woman can stand to be around them for more than, you know, 30 seconds. And a lot of men are gay, or they're bisexual, and women don't. Straight women probably won't go for that if they have half a brain. And so,
I can't
hear
you. If you could speak up just a little bit.
Well, I don't have any secrets to say about that subject.
Yeah, well, you have three men on the line and sometimes four when Stanley is here, and we would say we are quality men and we can't find decent, available women. So how would
you
answer that?
I would say it's all about perception, because someone believes something to be true does not necessarily make it true, and doesn't make it true for everyone.
Wait a minute, but are you responding to what I just said?
Yes.
Well, you have four men. Joe's in Montana. I'm in Los Angeles. Stan is in New York. And, of course, Eric is in Texas. So we have the four corners of the country covered.
But you're not all men.
Well, no, we're not all men, but we also talk to other men, too. So you're saying our perceptions are totally wrong about the availability of quality women?
I'm saying that women are saying the same thing. Especially
but they're lying. See, women. Let me just give you a for
instance.
You know
what? I cannot be interrupted. This is not a conversation. This is not a monologue. So I need to be able to complete.
Go ahead with your point. There's a little bit of feedback. So go ahead with your point. I want to hear your point.
Well, what I'm saying is that. So who's telling the truth? Maybe it's all about perception, right? So I perceive myself to be a certain way. Somebody else may perceive me to be somebody completely different, or they might agree on some points and disagree on some points. So it's about perception. So because I perceive myself to be a certain way does not necessarily mean that the other people are going to perceive me the same way. So I think that's what's going on. A lot of it's a lot of illusion and delusion going on, and a lot of denial going on.
Okay, let me know when you finish, because sometimes there's a pregnant pause. So let me know when you finish.
Well, yeah, I'm finished. But women are saying the same thing, and so that is an issue.
Well, yeah, there is, and we can get to the root of it. Number one is we would say at least two things need to be true for people to meet. One, I would have to show an interest in you, and you would have to show an interest in me. Now, the question becomes, do women show sufficient interest in introductory contact to strange men, that is, men whom they don't know, in order to, make contact with men for potential relationships? Additionally, if men and women go out, which is part of the dating process, are women willing to carry any weight, juxtaposed to being a parasite, and pay for some of the dates, starting with the first date? Are women willing to invest in men like they want men to invest in them? And we can start with you.
Wait,
let me just finish this. Are you willing to say hi to men, open conversation, and pay for a first date?
I say hello to men. Men say hello to me. A man has never expected me or asked me to pay for a first date. In fact, they told me that they wouldn't want it, even if the woman offered. I don't know what kind of man you're talking about.
I'm telling you, let me answer that. I'm telling you, I'm the kind of man that's quality enough for a woman to pay for a first date. And if you're telling me you won't, that's part of the problem right there. Women have standards that...
I've never been asked to pay for a first date.
let me just make this point. Women have standards that are irreconcilable with dating is the reason most of them are not in dates. Just based on listening to you, getting your feedback.
All right, let's say that she's not willing to pay on the first date.
Let me just say something. I met a white gentleman at a meeting. Came up to me, expressed interest. He's welcome, and he did it in a very tactful, very respectful way. We talked about 10 minutes. He said, I have 5 interests. I will come take you out to that 5-star restaurant where you live nearby. I'd love to. Just let me know the time and date that you're available. Why do I have to look around for some black man to say, oh, I want to pay for your date? Please, are you kidding? What world are you in?
All right, let's say that happens, and that happens a lot, whereby the man's going to take you out for the first date. Now, after the first date...
I mean, not to some coffee shop or walking by the park with a bottle of aquafina water.
All right, let's say not... Okay. I'll answer that. Because you want to answer my question? All right, are you finished?
Yeah.
Okay. After the first date, when he's wine and dined you on the first date, let's say second date, third date, have you gone out on any dates with any man in which you have offered to pick up the check after the first, second, third, or fourth date?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And how often has that happened?
And usually, I say 50% of the time, they'll say, I got it, leave a tip, leave a nice tip.
All right.
I mean,
they
that's
say...
you know, and I'm sorry, it depends on still how you were raised, you know, and what, I guess what the socioeconomic status is or what your expectations are. So I guess that depends, you know, these people's situations are different. And if people, you know, are confident of that and respectful of that, they may offer to pay for a date after the, you know, third or fourth time.
Let me rephrase my question.
I don't think Donald Trump's going to expect a woman to pay for after the fourth time.
All right, okay. Let me rephrase the question. After the first, second, or third, or fourth date, have you ever picked up the check?
I think I did maybe a couple of times after the fourth date.
All right, a couple of times then. How many dates?
But, you know,
all right.
You're being very, very specific. I'm just saying that everything's fact specific. And what I'm saying is if you want to be a quality person, you have to be a quality person yourself.
Yeah, well, we acknowledge that. The thing is that we're trying to make men and women see, because you're right, it's all about deception. We're trying to get everybody to be on the same page in a way that both people, both genders, can benefit. Because right now, the dating situation isn't exactly healthy. Then that the normal length of a relationship, at least it was about 10 years ago, was like 3 months. That's not really anything, especially in today's modern times. And a lot of people blame the lack of social contact on innovation and on electronics. I happen not to think that way, even though I see people walking down the street together, texting and talking on their cell phones to other people.
Oh, actually, you have a big problem with that, because what it's done is this thing people from having real relationships and real contact.
Yeah, well, it can, depending upon
technology.
Yeah, the added, well, the technology is a, to me, it's a scapegoat. If you want to talk, you can talk. You don't really need an excuse.
But the thing is, no, you don't have to, but what I'm saying is the reality is that people are being groomed. They're being trained not to have that kind of a contact. It's become second nature now. The text and the email.
Well, it's very, very convenient. And again, people are trying to make it into a scapegoat issue. The thing is, what we're trying to impart upon women and men, again, is for relationships to occur in such a way that both genders can benefit. Now, for both genders to truly benefit, they have to feel fulfilled with one another. With women, women generally take a look upon men as a wallet, as an object, as a status symbol. And if you don't, then you can actually take a look upon
that.
And
you know what? And men actually don't mind that. They don't have it. They understand that dynamic.
No,
actually,
a lot of men do mind it.
Yeah, they don't mind usually. They
well, let
I
me
mean,
talk to you.
Saying,
let me talk to you as a man.
I know
men
with big wallets and some are in my family, so I know what I'm talking about. So they don't want to be used simply as
okay.
wallets. They want to be cared about too. They want to be respected too. It's
yeah.
not just wallets, but having that part of it, they understand that. And
all right,
on
now.
They don't
miss,
mind paying for it.
Miss, didn't you, when Mr. Solutions had interrupted you slightly, didn't you say this wasn't supposed to be a dialogue?
True.
Okay.
I mean, it is supposed to be a dialogue, not a monologue.
You're right. It's supposed to be a dialogue, not a monologue. Good. So the point here is that you're saying that some men don't mind. I'm saying a lot of men do mind, but as a means of getting women in this society, man, the greater the status, the more of women and the more attractive women he can attract, even though, you know, he's not any better than, let's say, a carpenter. And women are the architects of your own self-destruction. You keep looking at a man as only a wallet or a status symbol. If that status symbol falls apart, women really don't have the wherewithal to take a look at his self, his inner self, as being as important as his status.
And so, what women are you talking about? Because that's not anyone in my family. And
well,
I,
you just said you don't pick up checks. You're a strong, independent woman, yet you don't seem like you'd like
I'm
to share.
The men, you're making assumptions that aren't true.
All right, then.
Not,
then let's
being,
make some clarification.
Being,
are you a strong? Are you a strong, independent woman?
But I refuse to engage with people like yourself that are not being honest and that
no,
are
right.
putting. And
if
and
you don't want to
are,
engage
not,
with simple,
no, not with you.
Not
with
me, because I just might find out the truth by asking a few questions.
No, I think that you know you're not my intellectual equal. First of all, let me be clear. I know that to be true. And I see your tactics and strategy. It's not working. And that's why a lot of
please.
Us
I think
not,
I know who you are.
A lot
oh,
of us are
yeah.
not going to be bothered. We're not being bothered.
Then why are you here on the line? Nobody forced you to call
to
in.
I was talking to Eric Jackson. I did not want to talk to you or Mr. Solutions. I called him to talk to Mr. Jackson. Not
all right.
Mr.
So Eric's here. Go talk to him.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
Hey, Joe, you are not her intellectual equal. Make
I
sure
know.
You
I know.
No.
She heard me real quick. I think I know who this chick is, too. Cause I remember one time I was on a show, and this chick got all kinds of pissed off.
I gotta go, Eric. Joe. Have a great day. Bye.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't know who
now.
She is, but I damn sure know what she is.
All right.
Yeah,
we
but
not
see,
have that
see
today.
Eric, I mean, she's so strong and independent, she just had to run away.
Well, Eric, let me ask you something, Eric, and I hope
yeah.
you can be honest about this, although I know
uh-huh.
you have obligations. Is that a fair-minded woman that we just engaged with?
Is it a fair-minded woman? When she's calm, yes.
Huh?
Yes, when she's calm.
Well, she dismissed both Joe and I, and or Joe and me. So, you think she's accurate on that?
On that issue, no. Well, she doesn't like y'all. She doesn't like you too. So.
I don't think she likes you either. If you if you stand up for anything, I don't know what's the nature of you guys' relationship, but I guarantee you. Put down any of the anchors that you tend, and the only reason I come on your show, first of all, I like you, and
I
think she sees a different side of you. I guess based on you're not really. Does she listen to your show?
Yeah, she actually does. She actually does. Well, you know, she actually feels that you know at times I'm biased. When it comes to, you know, certain things that are said by you and Joe. But, of course,
for example,
you know,
what does she feel that you are biased regarding?
Huh?
What does she feel that you are biased on?
Oh, when the, you know, when we get to talking about calling names, and you know, y'all may call certain names out, and I've been trying to explain to her, you know, what actually is going on, but that's neither here nor there.
But Rich was making a good point, though. If you're standing
I agree. The conversation was going well. It really
was. Well, no, it
was.
No, that's not the point.
The conversation
that's not the
between
point.
That woman and us?
No, that's not the
point he was trying to make.
Well, y'all were trying. I think she got upset when you started asking questions about the men. Well, like I said, it's neither here nor there.
If anybody can't stand up to simple scrutiny, they need to leave. But the thing is,
you know, that's like I said at the beginning of the show. You know, it and as the people in the chat room saying, this is an adult show. So, you know, if your feelings get hurt, I do apologize, but that's part of the show when we tell the truth.
How did her feelings get hurt? But the thing
but
is
no,
is
that's
that...
not what I'm saying, Joe. You know, mm-hmm. Some people are just sensitive. You know,
she didn't
like
want no. It's not sensitive, Eric. It's dysfunctional. She was not willing to be fair. She wanted everything her way. That's selfish and narcissism. Now, Joe, did you detect that or not?
Well,
yeah, I was thinking
I kind of felt, you know, when y'all was asking her about the date thing, I think it was Joe asking about the date thing, when her responses made it seem like she was a little materialistic, especially when she started talking about the five-star hotels and why, you know, somebody else can't walk up to her, you know, and let's go.
Well, we didn't put those words in her mouth. Those are her words. But here's the thing that Rich was trying to get into. If you stood up to her, because she's somebody that you say she likes to listen to your show and she has some sort of relationship with you, whatever that is, if you stand up to her the way that Rich would, that I would, you wouldn't be her friend that much longer.
You know what?
Let me say this. It appears to me, and I'll just summarize this in a concise way, it seems like a friendship based on a fraud.
If she only wants things her way.
Put it this way. I can, because I only know her from the show. So everybody who called the show, I consider my friend until, you know. Even when we argue and fuss, you know, it's still all good. Because, you know, without y'all, I wouldn't have a show.
if she's only going to call in and then argue and then leave.
And see, when y'all were talking, I think y'all was asking for me, and y'all couldn't. I was on the other line talking to her, you know, trying to explain to her, you know, about I want, you know, it's better to not yell and scream and just, you know, talk peacefully. Where you, even you have points, your points can be made. But you know, even during this little exchange we had here, she started getting a little excited. So I don't know whether she just
You gave her good advice. She just didn't want to follow. She's been on the show before. I recognize her voice and her mannerisms.
Yeah, she was the one last week that was yelling and screaming and hollering.
I don't think I spoke with her.
Yes, you did.
Excuse me?
Is she the one that's like kind of that was screaming and hollering until Shasta put her in a place and then she became very tranquil and then
No. This was last week. Mr. Solution, remember the exchange you had with the lady that called last week?
No, I must not have been there.
No, you weren't there, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute, that's the one?
Yes, that's her.
You mean, wait a minute, when we were talking about, I used the term bastard children, and she was saying I was calling names?
Yes.
That's her?
That's her.
Oh, whoa. Now, okay, the picture emerges a little bit clearer. See, Eric, what she likes about you is not you. It's your presumed celebrity status, which I know is quite overwhelming. But the thing of it is it's your being in the show host position. Because she doesn't give a shit about your positions. Because if you share her positions if I know you are a little bit milder than Joe and I. And Joe has said I'm more mild than he is, although he may have changed on that position. I don't know.
Yeah, only in the past week because my energy is drained. I become jaded.
I think Jordan caught one of the Montana colds. That's what that is.
A Montana cold? My goodness. I hope you make it through it, Joe. But yeah, see, the thing of it is, this woman is not a fair-minded woman. And I'm going to say, I'm just going to be candid. I think she would be a booty call. I think that's what she's vying for. Because, see, when a woman, and Joe was querying her about her participation as an adult female, and it wasn't forthright. She believes she should be served and serviced by a man. A man is there for her use. And that's the attitude that has destroyed relationships, period.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%.
And see, this is not rocket science. Most of what we talk about is very ABC-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
It is. It's very simple. Much you know.
Very much
go
so.
Through all the white noise that's out there, you know, on TV and on the screen and magazines and books, and you have to go through all that crap. Then, if you just boil it down to it's just its most important elements, yeah. And if more women were willing to try to be happy in a more, I don't want to say spiritual because it has a connotation of metaphysical, but in a more emotional way, they should learn and they should listen to people who are telling them, look, you have a track history of not being happy. You're in and out of relationships. You can't be happy doing that. You want somebody who is going to be there for you, but in order for that to happen, you have to provide something for that man as well, more than just showing up.
And that's woman, like sunlight to Dracula to most American women.
Yeah.
So, no, I look at these things, and when I see a woman, when a woman likes a man or she seems to like him and not like another man, and I'm not talking about a little, superficial face taker. I'm talking about a woman who could take a moment and engage intellectually, because women always try and say they're smarter. Like what she just told Joe. She says, Joe. She says, "You're not my intellectual equal." And I had to laugh like crazy at that. Yeah. Now this is an ant literally talking to an elephant and saying, I'm bigger than you. I'm more impressive than you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've listened to Joe a little bit. I wouldn't have had to listen to him this long, but she was talking totally out of her rectum.
Yeah. I must admit that, yeah, she wasn't making too much sense on not anything I would have agreed with anyway.
I don't want to destroy you guys' friendship, but, as I said, it's a friendship based on a fraud anyway.
Hey, my show is my show.
Go get that booty.
Say what?
Go get that booty.
I don't know. I save it for you, Joe. You the one on the road. I got mine. I'm good. All right.
Well, no, she's not for me.
But let me say this. I love for women like that. I've done that with other men, is to just interview a woman. Say a woman that looks decent, and just interview her. Let her ideas come out. Mm-hmm. And I think a man of quality would walk away from her in an instant, wouldn't even waste his time.
Oh, yeah.
Because he sees that this is a woman with a jerk attitude. This is a woman who's supercilious. She told Joe he's not on her intellectual level. I was astounded at that.
Mm.
Yeah, that kind of took me by surprise as well. I'm like, okay.
Well, she had to say something in order to justify her stupidity. So what else is she going to say?
You know what, though? I think it's more, she, from what she actually said, and, no offense, Joe, mm-hmm. She believes that, I guess from lack of finding the words, she's worth more than she actually thinks she is. And I think that's from dealing with the people that she so-called attracts. I don't know,
mm-hmm.
That's all I can say from just listening to her, It's more monetary and materialistic.
Well, yeah, she's probably one of these. I don't know if she's a 6, 7, 8, or 9, whatever. In her particular circle, she's considered attractive. And...
Yeah.
consequently, there are men who go up to her. And I don't have a problem with men approaching women. I don't have a problem with women approaching men. I don't care if women do it the same way that men do, just as long as they get together. Me and Rich kind of disagree on the importance of making the initial contact. The thing is that once you get together, how are you going to show each other that you want to please each other? How are you going to try to attain personal fulfillment within that relationship?
That is so great. And, yeah, but I do agree with Mr. Solution, too, though. Sometimes it is good for the woman to make the first move.
Well, Eric, hold your point just a minute. Let me say this directly to Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Until Joe expends all of his fucking energy, and it goes out a little at a time, but it's continuous. It's like a slow leak. He'll understand when his ass is completely flat. Well, maybe he will, because sometimes, you know, and I make allowances for differences. What I'm telling Joe is women put too much emphasis on their not participating in a very normal process. For example, if women had bowel movements at the rate, and maybe some of them do, at the rate, you know, they talk about not connecting with men, they would just be one gut full of shit. Because, see, women are very constipated and very immobile in that area. And although I agree with it, because I support women fully, as I say, but at the same time, men need to present the other side. Because women, even though she just said, and she was calling you really stupid, Joe, by the way, because her intellectual equal, I would not want to interact with. And basically what a woman like her is saying is, I'm a prostitute because I have to be bought. And that was the point that was made about the materialism. So in effect, a lot of women, American women, are nothing more than veiled whores.
And they don't even really see it that way. They think it's their legacy, having been passed down from generation to generation, from daughter to daughter to daughter to mother to daughter to mother to daughter to mother to daughter. But they don't see that by doing that, they're not happy. There are a lot of women who have a lot of material wealth as a result of having married up, but they're not happy. And all they have to really do is just sit down and talk with somebody who really is wanting to talk to them for their own self-interest, and let them know that for your own self-interest, try stopping being materialistic and basing your whole life on what he has. Base your life, your fulfillment of your life, your emotional life, base it upon how you can share with a man or a woman, if you want to be lesbo, share it with a man who is willing to make you feel important, and he doesn't have to have the front office in order to make you laugh. It's a plain and simple message, like, you know, simple. But they don't want to listen to it.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all. Well, we're going to wrap it on up, because I got to do some more stuff for the show tomorrow.
All right, well, you gentlemen have a good one, and bring the hottest, you know, I love spices, Eric.
Say again?
So bring the hottest issues you have.
Of course.
Make sure you invite Michael again, because...
You know what, Michael, I think Michael has become a regular. Almost the last week I've been on the air, he's been here, so...
Really? I enjoy him. I've only been on him about two or three times. He's been around a little more often than that.
Yeah, he's been here. So yeah, so I mean,
I enjoy him.
Yeah, so I'm sure he'll be, especially tomorrow. Our topic tomorrow will be are African Americans obese by choice? So I'm sure.
he's probably going to talk about his natural nine. Do you read a menu from McDonald's, sir? You know,
look.
Like that.
Look, I like Michael, but I still can, well, I keep that one to myself. I'll figure it out. Yeah. I'm doing a survey on Michael.
He may learn something. We'll see what he has to say tomorrow. Look here, I'm out. You guys have a great evening, okay?
All right, you too, Miss Solution. Oh, we ain't get the final words in. Good Lord. Joe, final word?
Nah.
See, he's just so wrong.
I know.
I know. You all right with me? All right, Joe. Have a good one, Eric.
I'll see you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, y'all. Once again, another great show. What a way to start a Monday, huh? What y'all think about that? Wow. I mean, we done went around the whole spectrum of things today. But that's a good thing. That's always a good thing. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now, I don't know how we got stuck on homosexuality. Hey, it is what it is. I know what it says in the Bible. Hey, that's all I'm saying about that. Okay? As far as nuns, hey, nuns choose to be nuns. That don't mean there's anything wrong with them. So I don't know what was going on behind that. And let's see. You know, sometimes, I get callers. And I love all my callers because each one of them is different. You know, and some of you may think I'm biased. Well, maybe I am. But in the same instance, if you come wrong, I can't help but treat you a certain way. You know what I mean? Well, I try to treat each and everyone fair. I mean, yeah, sometimes I may slip and, you know, one may get a better lick in than the other, but I try and catch up to it. But if you continue to come in attitudinal, I don't know whether that's a word or not, but I just created it, or, you know, or your facts aren't right, well, then don't expect me to help you as much. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm pretty biased on a lot of things. And, you know, that's why I let you talk, because it's part of free speech. I mean, everybody's allowed their opinion. But once again, if you come in combative, you know, that kind of makes it hard for anybody to be on your side. So just consider those things when you call in. But I love y'all. I ain't got no problem, because without y'all, I wouldn't have a show. You know? And I and ladies, you know, I love to have y'all on the show and have your comments and views on topics that we have. That makes the show even better. Okay? But remember, sometimes you have to listen before you jump in, okay? And that's for men, too. Some of y'all need to listen before you jump in, too. Because, as I said in between the show, free speech is one thing, but it's something totally different when you're talking and not talking about anything. Okay? That's all I'm saying about that. Well, once again, I want to say thank you for a great show. I want to thank A-Nav for running the chat room for me. All Facts, Banana Hammer, McGarley, Stan when he was here, Mr. Solution, Michael, Joe, let's see. I think I've about covered everybody. Everybody else out there listening on your phones or in your workplace, you know, hey, thank you for listening, because without y'all, I wouldn't have a show. Well, y'all, that's going to about do it for me. Just remember, tomorrow's show, our African Americans obese by choice. Hey, we're going to get into another deep conversation on that. So, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow. And remember, when you go home tonight, give that special someone a hug, kiss. Tell them you love them, you appreciate them. Because you just never, never know when they just will not be there. Hey, the world is a weird place. So make sure you give that attention to that someone special. Tell them how much you appreciate them, okay? All right, well, till 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, I am out of here. Talk, let's 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 talk.